Still to come, the scientist who thinks we need to live dirtier lives. But first, two-thirds of the world's population are experiencing water shortages, despite an estimated 13 trillion litres of water just hovering around us in the atmosphere. But is there a cheap and effective way to actually get hold of it? MIT's Evelyn Wang thinks so, and she's developed a device based on clever molecular sieves called metal organic frameworks, or MOFs, to do just that. Izzy Clark heard how it works.
Our device allows us to capture water from air, and the way it does it is using this special material called a metal organic framework that it acts like a sponge, absorbs a lot of this water into the pores of the material, and then releases it when we apply a small amount of heat using the sun.
How does that metal organic framework actually capture the water?
It's a device that basically is a box that opens up and so exposes this metal organic framework to the environment. The metal organic framework can capture even very small amounts of water in the air down to humidity ranges of about 20%, which are in these very arid conditions, such as desert areas where there's significant shortage of water. Then it's being able to get the water out of the material and to make it into the liquid form.
So how do you do that?
We close the door of the device. And so now the material is confined such that we can heat up the material and then releases the vapor into this local environment that is very humid because we're releasing more of the water vapor into this box. And then we can now easily condense it using a condenser from the vapor to the liquid form.
And how is that being powered? It sounds quite energy consuming.
It's a completely passive process. And because the material is tailored in a way to allow for easy release of the water at relatively low temperatures, we can use the sunlight. And then in the condensation process itself, it's also passive because we've created this local high relative humidity environment such that the condensation temperature can be near the ambient.
How much water can this metal organic framework capture and produce?
This particular MOF 801 can capture about 25% of its weight in water. Right now, we anticipate even with this amount of water capture, we can achieve a device that's about 30 liters in size or so, about the size of a carry-on suitcase, a little bit smaller than that, which can deliver about 12 to 15 liters of drinking water each day.
And so what does that mean for environments that are suffering like severe drought and water loss?
We think that this can be an important technology to be able to now address problems in those regions where there really isn't a lot of infrastructure other than, say, the sun, and often they're in very arid kind of climates. And so we hope that we can start to deploy this technology to those regions to really be able to give all these people clean drinking water. Right now, we've demonstrated a single layer of this metal organic framework in this prototype, where we want to start to now integrate a few stacks of these layers such that it can produce more significant amounts of water. And the second is working with our collaborators who have really been the experts in the chemistry and the development of the materials is being able to now scale up these materials such that we can have larger quantities of them and to be able to then mass produce many devices.
Evelyn Wang, and she published that paper in the journal Science.